This is the Sakar Merli of the 17th of December, 2024. Essence, sweet children, you have come to the Father in order to create a fortune for yourselves. The children from whom God accepts everything have the most elevated fortune. Question. Due to which mistake of the children does Maya become more powerful? Answer. When you children forget Baba whilst eating, when you do not offer your food to Baba, it is then that Maya eats your food and becomes very powerful. She then causes you children distress. This small mistake of yours enables Maya to defeat you. This is why the Father's direction is, children, eat in remembrance of me. Make a firm promise. Let me eat with only you. When you remember him whilst you are eating, he is pleased. Song. If not today, then tomorrow, the clouds will disperse. Om Shanti. You children, understand that your days of misfortune are now changing into days of great fortune forever. Your fortune continues to change, number-wise, according to your efforts. A student's fortune continues to change at school, too. That is, it continues to increase. You know very well that this night is now ending and that your fortune is changing. You are being showered with this knowledge. Every sensible child understands that we are definitely changing from unfortunate ones to fortunate ones. That is, we are becoming the masters of heaven. Number-wise, according to our efforts, we are changing our misfortune into fortune. The night is now changing into the day. No one but you children understands this. Baba is incognito, and his matters are also incognito. Human beings have written about easy knowledge and easy Raj Yoga in the scriptures. Those who wrote them are now dead, and those who read them are unable to understand anything because they are senseless. There is so much difference. You also understand number-wise according to how much effort you make. Not everyone makes the same amount of effort. Only you Brahmins know what it means to be unfortunate and what it means to be fortunate. Everyone else is in immense darkness. You have to wake them up by explaining to them. Those who belong to the Sun Dynasty are very fortunate. They are the ones who are becoming 16 celestial degrees full. We are creating the fortune of heaven for ourselves through the Father who creates heaven. You can also explain to those who speak English that you are receiving the fortune of heaven from Heavenly God the Father. There is happiness in heaven and sorrow in hell. The Golden Age means the age of truth and happiness, and the Iron Age means the age of sorrow. This is a very easy matter to understand. We are now making effort. Many English and other Christian people will come here. When they come, you must tell them. We only remember the one Heavenly God the Father, because death is standing ahead of us. The Father says, you have to come to me. People go on pilgrimages. Buddhists have their pilgrimage places and Christians have theirs. Each religion has its distinct customs and systems. Here it is a question of your intellect's yoga. You have to return to the place from where you came down to play your parts. God the Father, who established heaven, has told us this. We are now showing you the true path. By remembering God the Father, your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. When someone falls ill, everyone cautions him and says, "Repeat Rama's name." In Bengal, when someone is about to die, they take him to the Ganges and say, "Chant the name of Hari, God, and you will go to Hari, God." However, no one goes to him. In the Golden Age, you won't say, "Chant Rama," or "the name of Hari." The path of devotion begins in the Copper Age. It is not that God or a guru is remembered in the Golden Age. The only thing you remember there is that you are souls. I, this soul, will leave this body and take my next one. You remember your sovereignty. You understand that you will go and take birth in your kingdom. You now have the firm faith that you will definitely receive your sovereignty. Who else would you remember, or give donations to, or perform charity for? There is no one poor there that you would have to give a donation or perform charity. The customs and systems of the path of devotion are separate from the customs and systems of the path of this knowledge. You now give everything to the Father and claim your inheritance for 21 births, that's all. There will be no need to give donations or perform charity at that time. We give everything to God, the Father, and it is God who then accepts everything. If he didn't accept it, how would he give you the return of it? If he didn't accept it, that would be your misfortune. He has to accept it in order to remove your attachment. You children understand this secret. If there were no need, why would Baba accept it? You don't have to collect anything here. You have to remove your attachment from everything here. Baba has explained that when you go somewhere, you should consider yourself to be very light. We are the Father's children. We souls are even faster than a rocket. If you walked in such soul consciousness, you would never get tired. There would not be any consciousness of your body. It would be as though your legs were not working and that you were flying. You can go anywhere in soul consciousness. Previously, people used to go on pilgrimage, etc., on foot. At that time, the intellect of human beings were not tamopratan. They used to go with a lot of faith. They didn't get tired. You receive help by remembering Baba. Even though devotees prayed to stone images for things, Baba fulfilled their desires at that time, temporarily. At that time, remembrance was Rajapratan, and so due to that, they received some power. There was no tiredness then. Important people now get tired very quickly. Poor people go on many pilgrimages. Wealthy ones go with great pomp and splendour on horseback, whereas the poor go on foot. The wealthy do not receive as great a reward for their devotion and faith as the poor do. You know that at this time Baba is the Lord of the poor. So why do you become confused? Why do you forget Baba? Baba says you don't have to endure any difficulties. All you have to do is to remember the one bridegroom. All of you are brides. Therefore, you have to remember your bridegroom. Are you not ashamed that you eat without offering bhog to this bridegroom? He is your bridegroom as well as your father. He asks, "Will you not offer food to me?" You should offer your food to me, should you not? Look at the clever methods that Baba shows you. You accept him as your father and your bridegroom, do you not? You should first offer food to the one who feeds you. Baba says, offer bhog to me and then eat in remembrance of me. This takes great effort. Baba repeatedly tells you that you must definitely remember Baba. This Baba himself repeatedly makes this effort. It is very easy for you Kumaris, you have not climbed the ladder. A Kumari becomes engaged to her fiancé. You should eat your food after remembering such a bridegroom. When you remember him, he comes to you. When you remember him, he takes the fragrance of the food. Therefore, you should instill the habit of speaking to Baba in this way. When you stay awake at night in remembrance of him, that practice will develop, and there will then be remembrance during the day too. You should also remember Baba whilst you are eating. You are betrothed to that bridegroom. You have to keep the firm promise, I will eat with only you. Only when you remember him would he eat it. Would he not? He is only going to take the fragrance anyway because he doesn't have a body of his own. It is very easy for you Kumaris, you have more facilities. Shiv Baba, my beautiful bridegroom, you are so sweet. I have been remembering you for half a cycle. You have now come and met me. You should also eat what I am eating. It is not enough to just remember him once and then continue to eat on your own and forget to feed him. If you forget him, he cannot take anything. You eat a variety of foods like rice and lentils, mangoes or a sweet, etc. It shouldn't be that you remember him at the beginning and then stop. How would he then eat the other things? If your bridegroom doesn't eat it, Maya would come in between you and eat it. She would not allow him to eat it. You can see that when Maya eats it, she becomes powerful and keeps defeating you. Baba shows you all the methods. If you remember Baba, your father, your bridegroom, would remain very pleased with you. You say, Baba, I want to eat with only you and sit with only you. I eat in remembrance of you. On the basis of this knowledge, we know that you will only take the fragrance. This body has been taken on loan. Baba comes when you remember him. Everything depends on your remembrance. This is what is meant by yoga. Yoga requires effort. Sannyasis would never say this. If you want to make effort, note down all of Baba's Srimat and make effort fully. Baba shares his experiences. He says, perform the same deeds that I perform. I am teaching you those deeds. Baba doesn't have to perform deeds. In the Golden Age, you do not suffer for your actions. Baba tells you a very easy thing to do. Let me eat with you alone and listen to you alone. This is remembered of you. Remember him in the form of your bridegroom or your father. It has been remembered that you can extract points of knowledge by churning the ocean of this knowledge. By your practicing this, your sins can be absolved, and you will also become healthy. Those who make effort will profit from it, and those who do not will lose out. Not everyone in the world will become a master of heaven. This too is taken into account. Baba explains everything very clearly. You heard in the song that you are going on a pilgrimage. You definitely have to eat food, etc., on a pilgrimage. A bride eats with her bridegroom, and a child with his or her father. The same happens here. The more love you have for your bridegroom, the higher your degree of happiness will rise. Your intellects will develop faith and you will become victorious. To have yoga means to race. This is a race of your intellect's yoga. You are students, and the teacher is teaching you how to run this race. The father says, don't think that you only have to act through the day. After you have acted, you must become like a tortoise and sit in remembrance. Buzzing moths buzz around throughout the day, and then some fly away and others die. That is just an example. You Brahmins buzz knowledge and make others similar to yourselves. Some develop a great deal of love. Some decay, some only half develop. They run away and then become insects again. It is very easy to buzz all of this knowledge. The saying, it didn't take God long to change humans into deities, has been remembered. We are now having yoga. We are making effort to become deities. This knowledge is mentioned in the Gita. He changed human beings into deities and then departed. Everyone in the Golden Age was a deity. It must have been at the Confluence Age that God came and changed human beings into deities. The yoga for becoming a deity would not be taught in the Golden Age. The deity religion began at the beginning of the Golden Age. By the end of the Iron Age, religion is devilish. This aspect is only written in the Gita. It doesn't take God long to change humans into deities, because he gives you your aim and objective. There will only be the one religion for everyone in the world. The whole world will exist. It is not that China and Europe will not exist. They will exist, but human beings will not exist there. There will only be those who belong to the deity religion. Those of other religions will not exist. It is now the Iron Age, and it is God who is changing you from humans into deities. The father says, you will be constantly happy for 21 births. There is nothing difficult about this. You have been making so much effort on the path of devotion in order to reach God. It is said that someone went beyond sound to Nirvana. They would never say that he went to God. They would say that he went to heaven. Heaven is not created for just one soul to go there. All of you have to go there. It is written in the Gita that God is the death of all deaths. He takes everyone home like a swarm of mosquitoes. The intellect also says that this cycle has to repeat. So first, the deity religion of the Golden Age will definitely repeat, and then the other religions will repeat. Baba tells you such an easy thing. Man, man above. That's all. The God of the Gita also said 5,000 years ago, beloved children. If it had been Krishna who said this, people of other religions wouldn't have heard it. When God says this, you all feel that God the Father is the one who establishes heaven. You will then go and become the rulers of the globe there. There is no expense, etc., in this. You simply have to know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. You children have to churn the ocean of this knowledge. While you're doing everything day and night, continue to make such effort. If you don't churn this ocean of knowledge and remember the Father, but simply continue to act during the day, you will then have just those thoughts at night. Those who build buildings will only think of buildings. Although the responsibility of churning the ocean of this knowledge has been given to this one, Brahma, it is said that Lakshmi was given the urn of nectar, and you all have to become like Lakshmi. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and we, spiritual children, say namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana. 1. Note down Baba's Srimat and make effort. You must only perform the actions that the Father learnt by performing those actions himself. Churn the ocean of this knowledge and extract points of knowledge. 2. Promise yourself that you will eat food in remembrance of the Father alone. I will sit with only you and eat with only you. You have to fulfill this promise of yours. Blessing. May you stay free from any selfish motives in both your actions and your relationships, and thereby become karmateet like the Father. The service you children have to do is to free everyone. So while freeing others, do not tie yourself in any bondage. When you become free from any limited consciousness of mine, you will then be able to experience the Avyat stage. The children who are free from any selfish motives in both their physical and spiritual lives, in their deeds and relationships, are able to experience the Karmateet stage like that of the Father. So check. To what extent have you become detached from any bondage of karma? Are you free from any influence of a wasteful nature or sanskars? Slogan: those who are easygoing and easy-natured are easy yogis and loved by the innocent Lord. Om Shanti.